I've been in, put in the position to help. I can understand some of the struggles in people's lives around this time of the year. I've always said, when I make it, I want to do something in the community that reflects on how I was brought up and reflects on the love that I was brought up with. And I think tonight is one of those nights, with Thanksgiving coming up, being able to come out here and put some smiles on these people's faces, it's priceless.
This is a wonderful time for us, me and my family. We are a very close-knit group of people, and an event like this gives us an opportunity to come show our face in the community. Our family is strong about standing behind other people, and the less fortunate, and people that may not have as much as we do. So this is an excellent event for me and my family. We were excited about coming, just putting up and seeing the long line of people and seeing how ecstatic they are about grabbing us before we even go in. It's definitely heartwarming. We're just happy to hear that able to give to these people in need at this time of the year.
Growing up, with both of my parents, but at times I didn't have Thanksgiving either, so it was special for me to do this, and I'm going to continue to do this. I've been continuing to do this throughout the course of my years in football, and it's priceless when you can see people walk away and ask they can have a Thanksgiving with their families, and that's all I want to do is put a smile on these people's faces.
And Mark, I think that is so great because here's two guys, Vince Wilfork and Nate Washington, who really haven't even been in Houston for that
right.
long, and just getting out there and getting in the community is so indicative of Houston, Texas.
Well, they've done this in other markets, and they want to give. They want to give. Where can we give? And give away turkeys and feed families, and they wanted to know, and they went about doing it, and it's great.
Well, it is the season of giving. It is Thanksgiving. I could ask you the proverbial what are you thankful for question. Do you want me to ask you that?
Thankful to work with you, of course, and this fine crew, Patty, of course.
Let's find out what the Houston Texans players maybe aren't as so much thankful for, but what their traditions are and what they like to eat.
Yeah, we deep fry a turkey. I'm not sure all people deep fry their turkeys, but that's just kind of something that we do, deep fry turkey.
Do you have any Thanksgiving traditions?
Just lots of food. Lots of food and big gatherings and reminiscing.
If I'm in Alabama, they have a big meal. Always, everybody comes together and they each make some dish, and Grandma always makes the turkey and dressing, but we probably have 40 dishes because it's around 30 to 40 people usually there, just immediate family. Now family comes out here and stuff like that, and either watches the game that weekend, the week before, and usually do a big Thanksgiving out here.
As a kid, we obviously had traditions with family members, grandparents, etc. And now that I'm kind of out on my own and living from place to place, so the first couple years in New England was just my wife and I, and then oddly enough, my son's first Thanksgiving was in a hotel room in Pittsburgh when I was playing for them. And, so now it's just kind of based on where we are, just my wife and my kids. And then, we always try to find someone on the team that, doesn't have anywhere to go and maybe invite them over to.
When I get to go home for Thanksgiving, we play a turkey bowl in the front yard. It's my cousins, my uncles, my brothers, stuff like that. So I always love that, but I haven't been able to go home for Thanksgiving in a few years now, so it's a little bit unfortunate. A couple years ago, we got to play a turkey bowl of our own against the Lions, so that was a lot of fun. Being a kid growing up watching the Thanksgiving Day games on TV, to be able to play in one myself was really neat. I enjoyed that.
So when we leave here and go home and eat, what did Curran cook up for you?
Oh, she, just a whirlwind of stuff. Well, I like the standards, but stuffing. I got to have a lot of stuffing and gravy and potatoes and turkey. Turkey's overrated. Nate Washington said that to me, and he's right. You got to add stuff to it because the turkey by itself is kind of plain. What about you?
I'm mashed potatoes and gravy, sure.
Okay, good.
And a lot of football and a lot of
football.
Fantasy football.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you need to know this stuff.
I do.
And I got a sneaking suspicion that Vanderkid is giving John Harris his information. Take a look.
We are approaching playoff time in fantasy football. And of course, every week is playoff time at FanDuel. It's time for your FanDuel formula. And I got three value plays for you to add to your waiver wire or to pick up this week when you are playing on FanDuel. I'm going to start with a rookie, Thomas Rawls, Seattle running back. This guy is the new beast mode. Now he's facing Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a pretty good defense, but it's up in Seattle, and this guy has been running people over. I'm telling you right now, it's $6,300. This is excellent value for a guy that will give you a lot of value. Let's go to another rookie, Jamison Crowder. Yeah, little guy, wide receiver, but he's cheap and productive. And facing the New York Giants, they've given up a lot of points and a lot of yards this year. At $5,400, this might be the best value on the board for Jamison Crowder. And last but not least, Tyler Eifert. tight end, Cincinnati Bengals. The guy is a red zone killer. That means he's scoring points for you. And at $6,200, he's pretty inexpensive against the St. Louis Rams at home. You can bank on a touchdown for Eifert, the Bengal, this week. There you have it. There are your three value plays this week. You want to join me? HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass to play FanDuel for me.
Aha! You see, Thomas Rawls, Vanderkid added him to his team earlier, and now Harris puts it in the FanDuel thing. Aha!
Yeah, because nobody else in the country did that one.
No one thought of that.
All right, we've got to take one final time out, but don't go anywhere, because Mark's second favorite part of the show, I always gave it to him as the first part, but when you enter Vanderkid into the mix.
Dear Drew, it's coming up.
Stay with us.